I was actually excited when I got, you know, the opportunity to become the bard, because I thought, if anything, it would give me more motivation to write about different topics. As I say, sometimes I get a bit stuck in the dark and gloomy, make of that what you will, but I think it's been nice to be asked, you know, commissioned to write pieces for specific topics, because it's not something that I've ever, you know, looked at doing before, as I only wrote for myself, and a lot of my writing is emotionally motivated, you know, by frustrations, you know, heartbreak, love, all the big emotions I think are behind a lot of my best work. But it's been nice to have the challenge of being set a topic and thinking about the creative flair around that and what I can bring to that topic with my own, you know, unique style sort of thing. It's been really interesting.
And the, I don't know, you might not want to answer this one, but you all seem very cheery soul to me. Where is there's a dark side. You said most of your poetry comes from your sort of darker side. Is that your sort of, do you think your darker side is your creative side?
I have to say, I'm an angsty teen at heart. Still, I still listen to, you know, emo music, and the dark tones definitely are a big part of my work. I would say I'm cheery most of the time, and this is why I think poetry is such a good outlet, because without writing about it, I think I would carry a lot of those feelings around with me. But getting out on paper is just, you know, allows me to express those emotions in a non-destructive way. So, it's, you know, it's not something that weighs heavy on me, because I know I can always, you know, get it out and share it.
Have you got any aims or things you really want to achieve during your bardic year?
So at the moment, I've got the lovely ladies at Douglas Library, Jan and Sophie, have allowed me a window pane to display, you know, my own board, which I change every week. Sometimes it's themed, sometimes it's not. The most recent one being Remembrance Sunday. So the board basically shows some works of poetry, you know, upcoming events in the creative space over here. But I'd love to get that replicated in maybe, you know, some more of the towns, maybe Ramsey, you know, Castletown, Peel, just have that space in different areas around the island, you know, so you can share it with everybody, not just the citizens of Douglas. But yeah, that would be really nice to achieve by the end of my tenure in the appointment of the 11th Bard. And also, I'm working on a project that will be up and running in February. Keep the details of that secret.
Yes, we'll hear more closer to the time.
But I'm working on that with a couple of the other bards as well. So that'll be something really exciting.